The claim is that 99.9% of the 1.6 billion Muslims in the world are nonviolent people of faith. That belief of the few runs counter to the reality of the many Muslims. How do we know this? The many were asked, and what they shared is revealed in a documentary produced by the Clarion Project that my next guest hosts. She herself is a Muslim, who is one of the few voices of that religion who dares to speak out against those who are turning it into a tool for violence. The documentary is By the Numbers, The Untold Story of the Muslim Opinions and Demographics. She is the president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, Rahil Raza. Good morning, Rahil.
Good morning.
And I'll give you a few websites. Of course, we have the links over to our page to clarionproject.org, as we can watch By the Numbers. MuslimsFacingTomorrow.com is Rahil's organization website, and her personal website is RahilRaza.com. Again, that's all over at IssuesAndIdeasRadio.com, so no need to write or try to remember all that. Regarding By the Numbers, The Untold Story of Muslim Opinions and Demographics, it's based upon work done by the Pew Research Center. I saw the footnotes technically that go with the 15-minute documentary, and there's a wealth of reality and facts in this film, but it hinges on, as one of the people featured in the documentary work with, a trio of circles, in a manner of speaking. They include violent jihadists, Islamists, and fundamentalists. The violent jihadists being the smaller of the bunch, but when you're looking at a pool of 1.6 billion people, it's still a large number.
Yes, it is, absolutely. Now, you know, this is a very important documentary, and this kind of research has never been done before. So for a long time, especially after 9/11, you had the public saying, well, you know, it's a very small percentage. And I will actually confess that that's what I thought as well. You know, it's a very small percentage. But then when you start doing the math, you realize that even that small percentage is a dangerously large number of people. So, you know, the denial and the political correctness to say, oh, it's okay, it's a small percentage. And that percentage, unfortunately, has grown since 9/11 because the so-called war on terror was not targeting the actual root of the problem, which is the ideology. And the ideology of these Muslims who are in favor of stoning or Sharia or killing people who are not of their faith is actually quite large. And that is what we wanted to do, is to create the awareness so that people understand that this is a problem that you and I together have to battle. And we can't do it if we are going to just constantly be politically correct and try to appease people.
And one of the stats, one of the main stats featured in By the Numbers, 51% of Muslims, which I'll do the math for you, 289 million people surveyed who support Sharia law. They're in favor of stoning unfaithful spouses. Add to that the fact that if the demographic continues in the way that it's going, by 2070, there'll be more Muslims in the world than there are Christians. And this canyon between understanding, not just between the Muslim voices of the rational versus the radical, but between the Christians and Jews as well as the Muslims, if there's all these canyons together, once that dominance takes place in 2070 and the percentage being what it is and the rate of radicalization continuing at the rate it's going, because those on the rational outskirts of those circles that are referenced in By the Numbers, they can easily be converted into the center circle.
Yes. And that is the purpose of doing this. And this is what has essentially happened over a period of time, because people were not speaking out. But when I say people, I mean the larger Muslim communities. For whatever reason, they were afraid, or they're just politically correct, or they just don't want to acknowledge that there's a problem. So within the younger age group, this radicalization has grown. And it has grown to a point where we do need to create this awareness, because only when you identify the virus can you find a solution and a medication and an operation that will take care of it. So this is really the first part in identifying the problem. And it's not an easy thing to do, because even now there is a lot of denial that the problem exists. But more and more people have, you know, there have been over 2 million views of this documentary. So obviously people are catching on, and I've had feedback from Muslims as well who say, wow, you know, we knew that there was a problem, but we had no idea how large the problem was. So they are embracing this, the facts and figures, because then you can have a conversation and say, look, this is a problem, this is a large percentage, and we need to do something about it. And it's us Muslims who are going to bring about the change. All we can ask from people on the outside is for their support. And, you know, because we can't do this alone. Obviously, the numbers are very large, as you can see. So we need a large army of our own so that we can fight this virus, so we can bring about the change that's so much needed.
Start with Raheel Raza, who is the narrator for the documentary By the Numbers, the Untold Story of Muslim Opinions and Demographics. Also president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow. ClarionProject.org is where you can see the documentary By the Numbers. They are the producers of it. And for Raheel's organization, MuslimsFacingTomorrow.com, as well as RaheelRaza.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I look at the Muslim community, albeit in limited stories, granted, but just after the San Bernardino shooting, for example, and there were FBI officials who went to the Muslim community and said, it's time for some self-policing and let us know of things you see. And this is something, too, featured in By the Numbers. There were witnesses who saw suspicious activity near the shooter's home, but they were afraid of saying anything because they would be called religious bigots, Islamophobes, whatever the case may be, which that in itself is a problem with trying to solve the situation. But when you have parts of the Muslim community, when they're called upon to self-police, basically say, nope, not going to happen, and you're an Islamophobe for telling us to do that.
Yes, well, that's a tactic that the Islamist organizations have used very successfully for a long time. The Islamophobia industry is backed by billions of petrodollars, and the idea is that you, as a non-Muslim, should not be able to have a conversation. But what we are saying through this documentary, that when you have facts and figures, it is easy, very easy to have a conversation, because statistics can be off by percentages here and there, but they're not totally wrong. So, you know, this gives us some foundation in which we can have the conversation. And the conversation has started. No matter how difficult it is for people and no matter how much they want to deny it, it's right there in their face. And what we need is a conversation, because that conversation will eventually lead to solutions. But you are absolutely right. The San Bernardino terrorist attacks were sort of the tipping point for us, because it was, okay, this is enough. We have to not just now speak out, we have to take some action. And this is one part of it. The second part is our Muslim reform movement, which we launched on the day after the San Bernardino attacks. And that's also on the Facebook page, Muslim Reform Movement, where we got together, reform-minded Muslims, and we are going to challenge all these aspects that are documented in this documentary. The idea that Sharia law should exist today, it's obsolete. That armed jihad is no longer valid in the 21st century. That was something that happened in the 7th century. But we can only do that when we are open to a dialogue and a conversation. And this is not a dialogue or a conversation that's based on bigotry or hate or suspicion. It has to be an open and honest dialogue. I mean, I, as an observant, practicing Muslim, am presenting this to the world and saying, I'm telling you that there is a problem within the Muslim communities, and it's right there. But what am I saying, that you should, ban them from America? No, that is not a solution to the problem. What I'm saying is we have to look deeply and have a deep conversation about how we can rectify the problem. So knee-jerk reactions are not a solution. And I understand that people are angry, and I understand that they want to lash out. I totally, if I was in their place, probably I would do that as well. But that's not a solution. We have to look for solutions, because time is moving fast. Okay. We don't have to be scared of the growing numbers. We have to be scared of the ideology of those numbers. Just to throw out a fact and say that Muslims are going to surpass Christianity by some century is not a bad thing in itself, if the ideology and the thinking of those people was peace-loving, humanitarian, caring, and sharing. After all, you've got third-generation Muslims living in North America now. So, they can't be all deported or they can't be put into camps. So we have to learn to work with what we have on our hands.
Wrapping up time with Raheel Raza about the documentary By the Numbers, the Untold Story of Muslim Opinions and Demographics, ClarionProject.org to watch the video. And her organization is Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, which is at MuslimsFacingTomorrow.com, here on Issues and Ideas. And you look at those current beliefs, especially among Muslims age 18 to 29, In places like America, American Muslims, 26%, 35% of British, 42% of French believe suicide bombings against non-Muslims can never be justified. So that gives you the immediate foundation of the indoctrination that's taking place. But just to wrap things up, Raheel, when you have, and we've been inundated since San Bernardino with representatives of CARE on a national level, local level, all points in between, and they're coming across with that 99.9% mantra. What's the reality of CARE that people need to know about?
Well, it's very simple. CARE has been named a terrorist organization by the United Arab Emirates, which is an Arab country. And, you know, their credibility should be absolutely below zero. They are unindicted co-conspirators in a Texas terrorism trial. So what kind of credibility do they have? I mean, obviously they're saying that 99.9% are peaceful because this is has been their dialogue and their mantra because they want to shut up the conversation. They're in denial, they're apologists, and they don't speak for the large majority of Muslims, by the way. I've had amazing feedback from Muslims who have said, you know, this has helped us understand how deep the problem is. So, like, can we help you? Can we do something? What I mean, young Muslims are fed up of people like CARE speaking for them. They don't speak for me and millions of people. They just have their own agenda, which they keep on pursuing. And it's an agenda of denial and apologists. And, you know, this is what people should know.
The documentary is By the Numbers, the Untold Story of Muslim Opinions and Demographics. Available on YouTube, obviously, through ClarionProject.org, who produced the documentary. Watch it, share it through your social media page, and understand that it's the facts that provide the cure. Much like with any disease, if you want to know what's wrong, you find out what it is, and you treat it, and By the Numbers is that first step in what is granted going to be a long process of treatment, because we're dealing with human minds and deception and lies in a lot of ways with the way those that large number of human minds is acting and reacting. But with the help of the documentary By the Numbers, as well as Raheel's work and the work of, fortunately, a growing voice of others, the tide can be indeed turned. And also learn more about Raheel's organization, Muslims Facing Tomorrow, at muslimsfacingfortomorrow.com. Raheel, you step forward bravely because I know the reaction by too many that your work and your speaking out provokes. But your courage and your honesty and your adherence to the truth of the matter is going to be the education that many people need to join the battle and make the forces against the dark side look and realize that there's strength in numbers, and sooner versus later, that strength is going to be on the good side. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.